We are joined on the phone by Haley Verrill. Haley, thank you for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I hope you're doing great too.
Yes, doing well and great chatting with you. And it's an exciting time. You have a brand new song out called Peach Dice Tea. Been listening to this one. It's a great song. Love this one. It's a great summer tune. Tell us a little bit about this one and kind of how this one came to be and the story behind it.
So I've had this title, Peach Dice Tea, in my phone for so long, and I always wanted to co-write it.
Yeah.
But no one ever, every time I brought it up in co-writes, we always changed and did something else. No one ever wanted to take this on. And I said, you know what? I'm going to try and do it myself. And I wanted to write a song about my favorite drink, but also compare it to a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite drink is peach iced tea. And I thought it was so funny and so cute just to try and compare it to my boyfriend as well,
because
he's just like my favorite drink, right? So
that's cool.
I really wanted to push that out, that idea out, and no one wanted to take it on with me, so I said, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna do it myself.
I love it. I love that mentality, and it really came together really well. It's a great song. And have you had an opportunity to play this one live? Because this seems like this would be a fun one playing live.
Yes, but it sounds so different live because I do it acoustically, and then when I play with my band,
right,
we play it a whole lot different. So I think it's really cool having two different kind of songs in a sense of how they sound. So people can hear it live, but then you go, you got to listen to this recording because it sounds totally different.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's very poppy.
Yeah.
Very dance, pop, country vibe,
right,
on the recording. And then live, it's more country rock, you know.
I see. It's a great song, and again, like I said, it seems like it would be a lot of fun to play this one live. And kind of in the next little bit here, obviously you're continuing to promote the new tune, the new music. What's kind of the rest of rest of 2024 looking like for you, but also kind of looking ahead to the next year? What's on the way for you in the next little bit?
Well, if you're in the Ontario area, and you said you know Hamilton.
I do,
so
yes.
Dundas and Rockton is really close to Hamilton.
Okay.
So the Rockton Fair, I'll be playing there the Thanksgiving weekend. So that's October 12th to 14th.
Nice.
That's going to be lots and lots of fun. And then if you check out my website and my social media platforms at Haley Verrill Music, you'll see everywhere I'm playing. I'm playing at a few bars, the Block Co. on October 25th in Burlington. And we've got the Tap Room November 1st in Hamilton as well. And the Zoetic also in Hamilton. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of cool things on the way for you. So you did mention website people can check out. Also, when it comes to the social media platforms, is it kind of all the above? Are you posting more to some as opposed to others? Or are all kind of all the above social media platforms where people can find you?
Facebook is the biggest
platform
for me where I'm posting, because that's where the majority of my fan base seems to be liking and following. So Facebook is the best platform to find my shows, but as well as my website. I post everywhere on my website where I'm playing.
Very cool. A lot of awesome things are on the way from you in the next little bit. We are super pumped and, again, loving the sound of the new tune. Haley, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today, and have a great rest of your week and happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. And again, I cannot wait, because I got new music coming out hopefully sometime this year too.
Nice.
So I'm going to keep that on the ringer there.
Nice. We're looking forward
really
to that.
I'm really excited.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time, and a lot of cool things are on the way for you. Haley, we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate you.